Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Becoming better takes time, takes learning, takes effort. And when you become better, you do better. And see, when you do better, you grow more
within yourself. You see, sometimes in life, we just have to develop for the person that's in the mirror, because the person that's in the mirror is meant to grow. The man that's in the mirror is meant to develop. The man that's in the mirror is meant to become more. And until you become more, until you see you can become more, now you can understand the process behind the journey, the work, and the effort that you have to put into yourself in order to become the one that's becoming the one. So if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. And here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about personal growth, marketing, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about personal development tips on how you can develop personally within yourself. And if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Because now, when you're watching the video, you can get more videos on different topics that can help you become the one for yourself. You see, this topic came across my mind because yesterday when I went live, when I went live and I was making and I was having conversations, I was observing the information I was giving. First off, the information I was delivering, that joker was good. It was amazing. It was astounding. But it really made me think about what I said and how I said it. Shout out to Prince. Shout out to Prince and forgive me, I forgot her name. But shout out to the people that was there yesterday. We had a conversation, and Prince was asking me, like, how do you know that what you're doing for yourself? And when you know you're doing for yourself, how do you go about asking for permission for it? And so it made me really think about it. I'm like, in order to have permission, in order to gain the courage to put yourself out there, you have to become the one to put yourself out there, right? So earlier today, I was watching this video. And when I was watching this video, this guy was just saying, like, there's people stop asking questions. People have struggled to ask questions because they don't want to sound unintelligent. They don't want to sound unsure. They don't want to be embarrassed of themselves. And when I heard that, it made me think of something. It made me think of why that was a problem. Why asking questions is such a problem that we all struggle with. And then it hit me. It really dawned on me, like, if I'm not asking questions, I can't become the one. If I'm not asking questions, I can't learn. If I'm not asking questions, I can't develop within myself. You see, then I start to really just understand, like, we're all struggling with becoming the one, because becoming the one has to be learned. And then when I start to fully understand the topic that I was going to talk about today, I'm like, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. See, it's going to be a good one. Because to become the one, you have to learn what the one is. And so let me write that on the board. Becoming the one. Becoming the one. There we go. Yeah. Becoming the one. Becoming the one. And see, in life, knowing that you can be more than you think, be more than you thought you can be, it shows that you have to develop a learning perspective, a open mindedness. Because when you have an open mind of learning new information, the information that you're learning starts to make sense just a little bit more. Because not only is your mind open, You're doing what you're learning, and you're learning the effort and understanding that it matters and why it matters. See, I'm in this class, in this environmental science. First off, when I was younger, when I was in class and going to school and learning on different school subjects, I wasn't as good as science. I'm still not that good in science, but I wasn't that great in science when I was younger. And so when I was in school, I really thought that I struggled with science. I thought I wasn't great at science. I thought I wasn't good at science. And when I start taking environmental science this year, it taught me that science is all around us. Everything that you do, there's some form of science. Everything that you think, there's some type of way that science is involved in it. It's just understanding how it's involved that matters the most. And so I'm still not that good today, but I have a better understanding, because in order for me to become the one, I have to be the one to learn more about science. You see, life is a science, and you have to be open to learning what the science is. It's not about chemistry. It's not about biology. It's not about environmental science. It's understanding that there's a process behind every subject that you learn, every lesson that you go through, every experience that you experience, because you have to learn that you have to become the one from what you go through. You have to become the one from what you're learning. You have to become the one from actually putting yourself out there. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps and I started to come out here. I started to come out here by myself. And my brother Tim, my twin brother Tim, he was already cutting his hair. So he got so good at cutting his hair. I'm like, man, if he can do it, why can't I do it? Why can't I? You know what I mean? Why can't I do it? During that time, COVID was going on. Barbershops were not barbershops. Haircuts was expensive. And I'm talking about if the barber can mess me up. If I'm going to a barber and a barber is messing me up, why not? Why can't I go get some clippers and mess my own self up for a cheaper price? For a cheaper price. And so when I was in California in the Marine Corps, I was going to someone that was messing up my head. And even though I was going to someone that had a license to cut their hair, I had to learn that I can cut my hair my own self. Now, I wasn't that good when I started, but you get better over time. I mean, when I first started cutting my hair, it was so hard to get rid of the lines that was in my head. And my lines, I'm talking about like different fading tips, fading techniques and things of that nature. But when I started to come out here, I no longer had to pay for someone else to mess my head up, because I became the one that was messing up my head. I became the one that was doing my own haircut. See, becoming the one is that you have to build your courage up within yourself. You see, that's the first one I want to hit on, is that you have to build your courage up. Becoming the one takes courage. And when you understand why it takes courage, you have to do it when you are unsure. You have to do it when you don't fully understand. You have to be committed, because your courage comes from the, your courage gets built when you lack action. Wait. Your courage gets built when you discover the action that you need to take for yourself. So even though the barber was messing me up, I was getting military haircuts. The haircuts that I was getting, it was kind of like a medium fade. It was a medium fade. So it was like a bowl. So you put a bowl on somebody's head, you just cut their head and just fade it up. And at the time, I remember this one time, my haircut was so bad, you can still see like the line, no detail in my head, no nothing. You still can see it. And so when I start to recognize that the barber became the one that had the license, had the training, had the experience, I needed to become the one that had courage to start learning how to cut my hair. See, I can only be great if I learn how to fail when I'm not so great. See, I can only become the one when I'm not so good when I start. See, when I committed to starting to cut my hair, when I was cutting my hair, it was taking me forever to finish. But I finished it. At least I thought I finished it. I went out with an embarrassing haircut. I went out with haircuts that didn't even, that was messed up so much. I still had to have courage to step out and not go bald. I'm like, it's hair, it grow back. It's hair, it will grow back. And so when I start to really fully understand what I was doing, see, becoming the one has to be known that you're doing it and you're building your courage up. And as you're building your courage up, you're doing it afraid. You're doing it when you don't have all the answers. You're doing it because you're just starting. You see, when you build your courage up, you're using what you got. When you use what you got, you become what you think. Why? Because you have to start where you are. You have to build where you are at. The reason behind it, the reason why that is so important, because it shows that you can become and build courage for yourself. See, becoming the one starts with a decision. Becoming the one starts with a choice. Becoming the one starts with you. And see, when it starts with you, it doesn't end with you. But as it's not ending with you, you're able to grow and develop because your courage is being built over time. You see, even though I wasn't good at cutting hair, when you're doing something for a long period of time, you kind of get better. You kind of get good. And you start to learn more about the do's and the don'ts. See, to become better, you have to recognize what the don'ts are. When you recognize what the don'ts are, now you understand, like, there's a process behind everything that you go through. There's a learning curve that you have to develop. And as you're developing the curve that you're learning on, you're becoming the one. You see, it's kind of like driving up a hill. When I was in California, I remember going through this route. And this route was it was good. It was kind of scary, but it was kind of, you know, kind of unique. But as I'm driving, there's hills, and the hills that you have to go through, there's curves. Like, you really have to slow down to hit the curve. You have to slow down and hit the curve again. And as you hit the curve, you're constantly slowing down. See, in life, to become the one, you have to constantly slow down. You see, there's a process behind becoming the one. And see, when you become the one, you have to know that your courage is being built because you're able to step on and have belief within yourself. You see, there's a process behind it. You see, if I would have hit that curve a little bit fast, we could have went over the cliff. You see, not knowing, one, it's a process to get up the hill. And two, when you get up the hill, now you got to keep going around curves. It's going to teach you, to show you how to slow down. In life, you just got to slow down just a little bit to see and recognize what you're doing. See, to become the one takes time. And as it's taking time, you have to get in a driver's seat and start driving your life. And you have to drive your life because you have to be in control of the decision that you're making for yourself to become the one that can handle the pressure. See, life is going to be pressure. Life is pressure. And it's kind of like a diamond. If you don't apply pressure to a diamond won't come out. If you don't apply pressure to a diamond won't be as shiny. Why? Because in order to make a diamond has to have pressure. See, to become the one has to have pressure because the one has to be pushed. The one has to go through the curves. The one has to go through different difficulties to understand that there's a process that you're developing in. See, to have courage is that you're doing it afraid. See, when you do it afraid, now you understand that you're chasing your dream. You see, your dream can become true. Your dream can become a reality. And until you build the courage for yourself, your dream is going to be a thought, because your thought is not action, because you're not taking action for the one. You see, learning more about the one, I had to look myself in the mirror. Kind of like what Michael Jackson said, the song Man in the Mirror. Michael Jackson said he started with the man in the mirror to develop even more. So as I'm learning what I would like to do, what I would like to pursue, what I would like to go through, I have to become the one to handle the pressure and become a diamond so I can grow into myself. So I can become the one, because the one is waiting for me to develop. You see, pressure is so scary. Pressure is pressure is so... scary and it's unsure. That's what I want to say. Pressure is like, you don't know what to expect from this. I remember when I was playing football, it was just, this guy was like 6'2". Mind you, I was like 5'7", 175 pounds. This guy, this lineman, he was like 6'3", 220 pounds, just pure muscle. And I remember when I was on the scout team. Scout team is like the practice team for the starters, so they can see and have a visual image of what the game will potentially be like. So when I was on scout, I said, "Hey, man, listen." I said, "Oh, before we start," I said, "Hold on, bro." I said, "Man, listen. You a big dude. I ain't trying to go against you. You're huge, okay? So this is what I'm going to do. All you have to do is just put your hands up. Just put your hands up like this, and I'm going to run to you, and I'm going to make it seem like you knocked me over. Don't apply your strength, because if you apply your strength, if you apply pressure, it might hurt just a little bit. It might hurt just a little bit. No. We ain't doing that. I'm going to run to you, keep your hands up, then I'm going to fall. I'm going to be dramatic. And so that's what I did. So the play started. Damn. Said, hut. I went to him. But I went to him in a way that it seemed like I was going fast, but I slowed down when he put his hands up. Because I saw the veins about to pop out his arms. I said, yeah, let me go ahead and do what I said. So as I'm running to him, I just fall. Boom. First off, I think if he would have made me fall, I believe it wouldn't have hurt that much. But when I fell and I knocked myself down, I said, ooh, that kind of hurt. You see, I got afraid of the pressure because of his size. You see, in order to make a diamond had to be put through pressure in order for it to come out as a diamond. I was afraid of the pressure because the pressure was too much to handle. It was too much to go through. It was too much to experience because I didn't have the courage to face the pressure. You see, in life, when you build the courage up to face the pressure, the pressure becomes less overwhelming because you're able to face it just a little bit more. You're able to pursue it just a little bit more. You're able to discover it just a little bit better. Why? Because when you learn better, you do better. In order to do better, you have to apply pressure. You see, life shows you why becoming the one is difficult. I didn't say it's gonna be easy. Becoming the one is difficult because you have to look yourself in the mirror and say that I can do it. I can believe. I can see myself doing this. And as I'm seeing myself achieving this, I'm applying pressure. You see, to apply pressure, you have to have courage within yourself first. And see, to have courage, you have to understand becoming the one won't happen overnight, yet it can happen in due time when you apply pressure every single day. You see, to become a diamond, a diamond has to be put through pressure. To become the one has to be put through pressure. Because there's challenges in life that we just do not see, or we are just not prepared for. As we're not prepared for it, we have to discover that we can do it. We talk ourselves of doing a lot of things before doing a lot of things even happen for us. And so I remember this one time when I was going to the dentist. When I was younger, my mama used to give us a lot of candy. Like, we used to eat a whole bunch of candy. I'm talking about every day we had candy. I'm talking about every day we snacking. I'm talking about every day we just eating something sweet. So I'm young. I'm not knowing, okay, yeah, you're supposed to brush your teeth. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good, good and dandy. But you also supposed to floss. And at the time, I didn't recognize I was supposed to floss. And so as I'm eating the candy, I'm enjoying the sweets. I'm enjoying the candy. I'm enjoying what I'm eating. And it's showing me that it really tastes good. And as I'm eating it, I'm like, ooh, I want some more. I want some more. I remember my favorite holiday, even though it might not be a holiday, was Halloween. It was Halloween because we can go around and get free candy. Sign me up because it's free. That's something that I like. You see, as I was eating the candy, I wasn't doing the proper techniques to have clean teeth. And so when I went to the dentist, when I went to get my checkup, my yearly monthly checkup, or my yearly 6 month checkup, I had some cavities. So if you know what a cavity is, it's when you eat a lot of sugar and don't floss. You can brush your teeth, but the sugar is like it's building on your teeth. And as it's building on your teeth, it becomes a cavity. So then they have to, or the dentist have to, like, plug the cavity or give you shots and do what they do. Okay, I don't know the full details of the work. I just know it's painful, okay? And so when they said, like, they went to my mom and was like, yeah, unfortunately, Terrell, he has cavities. And since he has cavities, he has to come back and get a filling for it. That's what it's called. He has to get a filling for it. And so when he get a filling for it, it's going to be probably 45 minutes to an hour, but we got to numb him up. We got to put a needle in his mouth. We got to numb him up. Is that fine? My mama said, yeah. He shouldn't have been eating all that candy anyways. I said, what? I shouldn't have been eating. You gave it to me. I'm a kid. You think I'm going to say no to some candy? No. I'm going to say, yeah, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I would love some candy. And so when we go back to the dentist, when we go back to and do the procedure where they have to fill in my cavities is hurting because of the process of the because of the pressure that they have to apply to fill the cavity. So then now I have to get needles in my mouth so they can numb my mouth. And as they're numbing my mouth, they're applying pressure to fill the cavity. You see, in life, you have to apply pressure to fill your courage, because if your courage is not filled, you're not becoming the one. It's challenging. It's overwhelming. It's difficult, yet it's not impossible. It's not impossible because you're able to really discover yourself in a way that you wasn't expecting. You wasn't expecting it. As you're not expecting, you're becoming even better. You see, when they filled the cavity, when they did the procedure, I was crying. I was crying because it hurt so bad. I was crying because I'm like, hurry up, because y'all taking too long applying that pressure. You see, in life, you can't rush pressure because you have to go through the challenges to build your courage up. See, to have courage, you have to know that you have to step out when you don't know and understand anything that you're doing. To gain a better understanding, to gain a better perspective, to gain a more knowledge, the knowledge comes when you commit to the unknown. You see, I made a video a couple days ago about the unknown. The unknown is so scary because how do you know that you can do something when you've never done what you would like to do? See, when I started cutting my hair, I didn't know I would get better over time. I just wanted to save some money. I just wanted to save some money and stop going to other people where they messing me up. Let me start trying to mess myself up. I remember I was going to work. I was going to the shop. When I was in the Marine Corps, our work was called the shop. And when you go to the shop, people can see your haircut because everybody's getting the same haircut, so they can see what's a good haircut versus a bad one. Majority of the other Marines that was there, haircut was not that good. But mine was even worse because I was the one cutting it. You see, to have courage, you have to be embarrassed by the work that you're doing. See, to have courage, you have to learn the work and effort that you put into yourself. See, to build courage, you have to become the one that's taking the risk for yourself, because as you're taking the risk, you're able to learn information that people will not understand. You see, knowledge is around us, and to become the one, we have to learn how to learn what's in front of us. See, the reason why I just said it like that, you have to learn how to learn, because you learning is the most important thing that there is, because learning never ends. Learning never disappears. You see, I remember when I was in high school and I couldn't wait to graduate. I couldn't wait to walk across that stage. I couldn't wait to get my diploma because I thought I was going to be done with school. You see, I'm counting down. I'm excited. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to get started with life. And when as I'm sitting there in the graduation in the arena, I'm just sitting there just thinking. I'm like, ooh, today is the day. I've been going to school all my life. What somebody said, all my life I had to fight, but I kill him dead. What's that? Color purple. So all my life I went to school, but I was ready to walk across that stage to graduate and be done with school. You see, I didn't know at the time that learning goes on even when you get a diploma in your hand. See, when you get a diploma in your hand, that's the start of life. That's the start of something that you are not prepared for. Because even though you think you're done with school, you're still not done with learning. And so it hit me in a different way while I'm just sitting there excited and bored. Because it was a lot of people in my graduation class. It was like maybe over 500 different people. It was a lot of different people. And my last name was like right in the middle. So I had to wait for my name to be called and then wait for other people's names to be called. And it was just a long time waiting. It was a long time waiting. You see, to have courage, you have to have patience with yourself. You see, as I'm waiting there, I'm just really just bored. Because you know how many names they have to go through to get to mine? And then how many names they have to go through to go to the next half? Man, I don't even know, but it was a lot. It was a lot. See, I was waiting my whole senior year, even though after I got injured, I was waiting to walk across the stage because I thought I was going to be done with school. I thought I was going to be done with learning. I thought I was going to be finished with educating myself. Not knowing, educating yourself is a daily activity. Learning new information is a daily struggle. Learning new information is the most beneficial thing there is. Yes, I use the word struggle because it's a struggle to learn something new. It's a struggle to learn a new habit. It's a struggle to learn something that you're familiar with. It's a struggle because you have to be the one that's doing it for yourself. See, to become the one, to build courage, to become the one, you have to know that you're building courage because you're learning about the thing that you would like to do, about the skill that you would like to develop, about the information that you're seeking. In school, they have a format that you have to follow. When you're in kindergarten, you follow a particular curriculum or a particular format. When you're in first grade, you follow another particular format. When you go from the first grade all the way to 12th grade, it's scheduled for you to learn something, for you to observe something, for you to gain new information that can help you later on in life. Now, I can't say everything that I learned in school was good. What I can say is that everything I learned had a reason behind it, but I didn't see the reason until I graduated and walked towards the school, went to the Marine Corps, and once I got out the Marine Corps, I started to learn for myself. Excuse me. Now, as I'm learning for myself, I'm learning that there's a lot of information to learn. No wonder you have to start when you're young, because you have to be able to learn new information. You see, it taught me something. And see, the thing that it taught me is that learning is always in us. But we stop learning because we get a certificate. We get a diploma. We graduate. We walk the stage. We done it. But you don't stop doing it. You see, you don't stop doing it because your courage is getting built from your determination, from your efforts, from what you're doing. You're evolving in a way that's going to help you become better. You see, when I was in the Marine Corps training, I was in boot camp. We was there for 12 weeks, and every day we're learning something new. I didn't know anything about drill. I didn't know anything how to handle a gun. I didn't know anything how to march. I didn't know anything on like surviving. I didn't know anything about hiking. So we're learning new information, and the information that we're learning is coming slowly. It's coming slowly because how it's delivered. Every day you're doing something different. Every week you're doing something different. Every month you're doing something different. And then when it's time for you to graduate, guess what? You still have to learn how to be a Marine. You still have to learn your job. You still have to learn what you're doing in the Marine Corps. I'm thinking boot camp graduation is here. The champ is here. If y'all never saw what is it called? Stump the Yard. Who's that creeping in my window? Ha! They don't do. It's a movie called Stump the Yard. I'm not in fraternity or some word. I think it's called fraternity. I'm not in nothing like that. But that movie was good. And so I digress. And as I'm at the Marine Corps graduation, right? First off, it's cold. I'm in Southern California. It's freezing. Before I went to California, people was like, "Yeah, man. So where you going? Like, where you going for your training?" I said, "California." That was like, "Oh, you gonna be good because you're gonna be hot year round. Like, this, they got good weather there. You gonna be all right." I get there. There ain't no good weather. It was just like my hometown, my small town. It was just like Little Rock, Arkansas, on how like they have different seasons. The summer is good. Then when they have the winter gets cold. Wait, the fall. When they have the fall gets cold. And then the winter gets cold. Then spring, so on and so forth. So I wasn't expecting to be cold because I'm getting told that it's going to be hot. It's going to be great weather. And as we're marching. So when you march, you're marching in the lines. Actually pretty cool. Actually pretty nice. Looking from the outside in. It's actually pretty smooth. But we're marching. And in order for us to march as a unit, as together, as one, we had to learn it for 12 weeks. We had to learn it before the graduation because every day we had to practice it. Every day we had to train. Every day we had to learn how to march together, how to move together. We had to learn it for 12 weeks. And see, the reason why that's so important is because to build courage, you have to give yourself time. Because if you try to rush your development, if you try to rush your growth will be stunted because you're not doing it in the way where you're building your courage. You see, it takes time. And even though it takes time, doesn't mean it's impossible. What it does mean is that you're on the right path. You're on the right path and you discover more about yourself. See, right quick, I want to look up the word courage. I want to look up the definition of courage because it's important to understand what it is. It's important. I think I spelled courage wrong too. C-O-U-R-A. Oh, no, I spelled it right. Yes, sir. Let's go. Courage. This is what the definition of courage is. The ability to do something that frightens one. In other words, strengthen in the face of pain or grief. Well, the first one is good. The ability to do something that frightens one. You see, frighten is a good word because it shows that you're scared when you do it. You're afraid when you do it and you're afraid when you're pursuing it for yourself. You see, the reason why that's so important because fear is in all of us. But courage only comes from when we see the value that's in ourselves. You see, the next point I want to hit on is to be open to learning. Be open to learning. Be open to learning. Be open to learning. See, the reason why you have to be open to learning is because you have to learn what you're doing. It's as easy, as difficult as that sounds, learning what to do is most challenging because where do you begin? What do you start? What do you learn? Like, how do you grow? How do you develop? How do you evolve? See, being open to learning, or I should say be open to information. Be open to new information. Be open to new information. I don't like the learning. I want to be more specific to it. Be open to new information. Be open to new info. I'm just going to put info. 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 There we go. Be open to new information. Why? Because there's a lot of information around here. There's a lot of information around us. But to understand the type of information that's there, it's the struggle because how do you know what to learn? How do you know what to study? How do you know what to prepare for? You see, before I joined the Marine Corps, I had to take a test called the ASVAB. You see, this test was annoying because it asked me things that I wasn't fully aware of. I didn't fully learn. I didn't fully study. And so they're asking me questions about building things, about not necessarily building things, but like the picture of the what matches with what picture goes with the other picture. Like they're asking me questions, just making me think in a way that I haven't developed, I haven't learned it, I haven't discovered it. Yes, I can study, but as I'm looking at it, I'm stressing out because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing because it's something that I didn't study. And so when I took the pre-ASVAB, I was learning about what's on the test. Now that I'm old, I'm learning that it really takes me a couple of times just to pass a pre-test for a specific program or something like that. If there's a test, I'll probably take it twice. And so as I'm doing the pre-test for the ASVAB, I think I'm doing good because I'm studying English, I'm studying math, I'm studying the parts just a little bit, but not entirely. And so as I'm studying it, I'm like, okay, I don't need to like score high, but I just need to pass and score. I need to score enough so I can pass and get in. And so as I'm going in, I'm building courage because one, I think I'm studying good. I believe I have the right information. And even though I have the right information, I'm still, you know, a little hesitant. I'm still afraid. I still have a little frightened in me, right? That I might fail. I might have to come back and do it. And so when I first took the ASVAB, I failed it and I had to come back and take it again. I failed the ASVAB. I didn't score high enough to even get in, but I failed it. See, the courage was taking the test, knowing that I wasn't ready for the test. You see, when I failed it, it taught me that you can come back and do it again. You just gotta wait a little bit. You just gotta wait 30 days. But when you come back, just be ready, because you're building courage within yourself. You see, life is gonna test you, and every time you start something new, the first time that you do something will not be good. The first time that you start something, you will probably fail it. The first time that you take a test on, you probably won't be that good. Why? Because you have to learn how to be good. You have to learn the information that's there. Because once you learn the information that's there, what happens is that you become open to new information. Information is all around us. I was watching this video, this podcast, and they mentioned that social media has a lot of information on there. If someone want to get started into business, like, what do they need to learn? What do they need to watch? It's like, it's a lot of information is on there. And if you try to like watch a whole bunch of information, you're not going to learn everything, because you're trying to learn different things all at once. So then I start to really just, okay, if I'm going to study, I'm going to study. I don't need to score high. I need to score good enough so I can pass, so I can get in. So I started taking my studying just a little bit more serious. I started taking what I was studying and how I was studying just a little bit serious. Again, I don't need to score high. I know I'm not that smart. I just need to get in. And so the next time I took the ASVAB, I was nervous. I'm looking at the screen. I'm taking the test. I'm answering the questions. I'm moving on to the next one. I feel like I got a groove on. I feel like I'm doing something good. I feel like I'm building momentum. And so as I'm taking the test, as I'm reading the questions, I'm answering the questions, I'm seeing like, uh-oh, I'm moving on up. I'm moving on up, because I'm moving through the test. See, I'm moving through the test, and as I'm moving through the test, I'm feeling really good about it. I'm feeling really good about it, because I'm not second-guessing the decisions that I'm making. I'm not second-guessing the choices that I'm choosing. Because it's a test, and it's meant to confuse you. It's meant to confuse you. The right answer will have the right wording in it. The wrong answer will have similar words to it. And if you don't pay attention, you might pick the wrong answer that have similar answers to the right answer. See, oftentimes in life, you have to pick the wrong answer to identify what the right answer even is. You see, it shows that you're building courage because you're doing it afraid. You're doing it afraid because you don't have all the answers. If I had the answer key for the ASVAB, I probably would have scored high. But since I didn't have the answers for the ASVAB or have the answer key for the ASVAB, I just got in. I passed. See, in life, sometimes you just need to pass to see that you can do it. See, to become the one, you have to pass your limiting belief. You have to pass your second guess. You have to pass your struggle of not being able to do something, because you have to learn how to do it for yourself. You see, there's a process behind everything, and to become the one, you have to know that you can be the one before you even become the one. You see, that's courage, that's belief, that's stepping out to faith. I'm not putting my faith out to anybody. I'm just saying that's faith when you do something that you're believing in, and as you're believing in it, you're able to develop just a little bit more. See, when you become open to information, you're open to failing and not knowing everything. See, when you're open to information, you're okay with learning on the spot, learning on the go, because there's a process behind everything. When I started cutting my hair a couple of years ago, when I was in the Marine Corps, I had to learn how to take my hair down with the clippers. I had to learn how to line myself up with some liners. I had to learn how to clean my head up with some alcohol or with aftershave. Reason being, because you learn the steps as you are growing and developing within yourself. You see, I'm not a barber, but I just cut my hair. Because I don't want to pay nobody else to cut my hair. Why? Because I learned how to cut my hair. You see, there's a process that we have to go through to build courage, is that you have to be okay with being embarrassed. You have to be okay with not knowing, because when you don't know, you learn what you don't know and start learning how to do it. Because there's a process behind it. You see, to have a diamond has to have pressure. To become the one has to face challenges. Because in order to become the one has to go through the pressure. It's scary. It's frightening. It's weariness, because you are the one that's doing it. You see, when you do it, the answers won't be discovered to you, because the answers get discovered to you as you learn on the go, as you learn, as you decide for yourself, as you learn, as you develop. You see, open to learning, open to info is being open to the knowledge. It's been open to the knowledge. You see, before I got to California, when I was working at Walmart, I was open to learning more about the position that I was in. I remember I was working at the produce associate. And as I'm working at the produce associate, I have to learn how to stock the shelves by reading the label. As I'm reading the label, I have to match the label with the one that's right here. I have to match the label with the label that's right here, and I'm able to see it and read it just a little bit more because I learned how to read it. You see, I'm able to clean the floor. We had to clean the floor. We had to go get the bag produce and take it to the back. You see, when we took it to the back, there's a process behind it. Now you have to dispose or take the garbage or the bad food to the garbage. So now I'm learning how to do that. I'm learning how to... Be more precise with it. Now, how to identify bad fruit. And so at the time when I was working at Walmart in the produce area, one, I was in the area which was freezing. I remember working in the freezer. It was cold. It wasn't the freezer. It wasn't the freezer, but it was the refrigerator for like the fruits, the vegetables, and so on and so forth. But it was cold in there. And so when I moved to the position, I had to learn how to be a produce associate versus a cashier associate, because I had to learn the two different information, different knowledge, different skills. Because when I start to develop courage within myself, I wasn't afraid to be embarrassed because I was willing to learn on the go. Learning on the go not only removes their stress, but it shows that you're going through the process, you're going through the pressure, and you're going through the information that you do not fully understand. And when you start doing it and start developing, you start to grow within yourself. You see, becoming the one is deciding for yourself. Becoming the one is accepting the challenge. I remember before I went to boot camp, my recruiter said, "Don't volunteer for nothing. Don't volunteer for nothing because it might not be something that you like." And so I forgot he said that. And when I was in boot camp training, they asked if someone wanted to clean the office. I raised my hand immediately. And then when I raised my hand and started cleaning the office, I'm like, hold on. My recruiter told me not to volunteer for anything, but I volunteered for something. And look where I'm at, cleaning the office. Now, cleaning the office might not sound bad, but it was bad in my mind because I raised my hand and volunteered for something that I shouldn't have volunteered for. See, in life, you have to volunteer for your growth, because if you don't volunteer for your growth, you're not going to develop and become the one, because becoming the one takes chances. The one has to take a risk. The one has to be willing to raise his or her hand because they're deciding for themselves. You see, the reason why that's so important is because when you become the one, you have to learn the courage that you're building. It's just that you're learning how to believe in yourself. You're learning how to believe in your actions, and you're showing that the actions that you're taking matter the most because you are the one that's taking it. See, becoming the one isn't easy, and becoming a diamond isn't easy as well. What Why is that so important? Because what you do matters the most. It shows that you're on the right path. See, to become the one has to be willing to learn. When you're willing to learn, when I was in high school and I was waiting to graduate, I was waiting to walk across the stage. I was waiting to go back home. And see, when I was waiting to go back home, I was just thinking, when I go home, what am I going to do now? I've been in school for all my life. I've been in school all my life. So what am I going to do when I actually go home now? So now I'm going to work more. Okay, so when I work more now, what I'm going to do? Yeah. Okay, what's the process behind the work? Like, what am I learning? What am I developing? How am I growing? See, I really just thought about why I really left the Marine Corps why I left Walmart for the Marine Corps, because I wanted to learn something new. I wanted to learn new experience. I wanted to learn to be challenged just a little bit more, because I had three different positions at Walmart. I was everywhere. Cashier, cart pusher, electronics. I had four different positions. I had four different positions at Walmart, so I was learning four different things. And then when I start to really pay attention, that if I go from one area at Walmart and go to another area in Walmart and then go to another area in Walmart, I'm learning the same thing. It's just different. It just painted differently. I'm learning the same knowledge. So it put me in a box where I was learning the same thing over and over and over again. And so I felt my growth stunt just a little bit. I felt my growth stop because it wasn't challenging me to think even more, to think bigger, to think the impossible and really use my mind. You see, when I joined the Marine Corps, I was learning. I was becoming more open to learning. You see, when I became open to new info, I decided that I wanted to face the challenge. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to learn how to face the challenge. I'm going to put face the challenge. Face the challenge. E-N-G-E. Face the challenge. You see, when you face the challenge that you're facing is the challenge of not knowing. It's the challenge of not seeing. It's the challenge of not believing. Because how you believe in something that you do not understand when you have no idea what you're doing? See, to face the challenge, you have to know that the challenge will not go your way. I remember when I started boxing back in 2023, when I started learning how to fight, well, learning how to box correctly. I was learning how to box. In my first training, we hit in the mitts, like we hit the gloves. So somebody's walking around, and somebody that the one is training, he's hitting the gloves. He's hitting the gloves. He's hitting the gloves. He's doing different combinations. He or she doing different combinations. And as I'm hitting the gloves, I'm learning how to find my groove. I'm kind of stiff. I'm kind of nervous, but I'm learning how to find my groove as I'm training to learn how to box. You see, I wanted to learn how to box so I can protect myself and have something else to do. Okay. And so when I started to train how to box, our first conversation with my trainer during that time, it was like, so what do you want to get from this? Like, what are you looking to get from this training? I just told him, I said, man, I just want to learn how to fight. Like, I'm not looking to compete or nothing like that. I just want to learn how to fight. Like, I just want to, you know, be comfortable with the hands that I'm throwing. You know what I mean? And he said, okay. So I asked him a question. I said, so, like, how long you been doing it? Because I start bringing up social media on if he's recording, if he's posting, like if he's documenting the process. And I was just asking, like are you using social media to show what you're doing? He said, man, no. He said, man, no. I was like, how long have you been fighting? He said he been fighting for over 20 some years. He went pro. He got a good fighting history. And so as we're talking, getting to know one another, I'm on the topic of social media. He's on the topic of fighting. And so we're constantly exchanging value in different topics. And he said this one thing that would always stick with me. His name is PJ from Little Rock, Arkansas. And what stuck with me was that he said, I'm confident in fighting. I have the confidence in the way I move my body when I'm throwing a punch, when I'm throwing a kick, when I'm taking someone down. I have the confidence. Yet when it comes to social media, check this out. I don't have that much confidence. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? How you don't have that much confidence with social media and you've been fighting for so long? Fighting is the most difficult thing there is because you're competing against somebody. You're getting beat up. Like, how do you have confidence when it comes to fighting and not social media? So then he said this. He said, because I'm not good with social media. And then it hit me. I said, oh, there's a difference. There's a difference in the level of confidence that one has. If he's been fighting, training, and practicing fighting, his confidence is in fighting. If I've been practicing, studying, and learning social media, my confidence is in social media. So then when you start to learn something new, it becomes scary because you have to start all the way over from the bottom. You have to start from the beginning and learn the basics. And as you're learning the basics, you have to develop within yourself. As you develop within yourself, you have to get more confident within yourself. Now you have to face new challenges. Now you have to face new obstacles. Now you have to continue to go over the basics because the basics matters the most. You see, it wasn't the fact that he wasn't as confident in social media. It was more so he didn't fully understand social media. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't confident in fighting. It was more so I didn't understand how to fight. You see, there's a process behind everything. You see, the process that we grow through is that with the challenges that we develop within ourselves to understand that you have to learn what you're doing. You see, when you accept or face the challenge, you have to know that you won't know everything as soon as you start. You won't have as much confidence as you believe that you have because it's something that is going to push you just a little bit more. You see, when you face the challenge, you're open to push and you're open to the pressure and you're open to challenging yourself, because when you challenge yourself, check this out. You learn how to build confidence. You learn how to develop within yourself. You learn how to become the one. You see, becoming the one is having confidence in everything that you do, in every decision that you make, in every outcome that you go through. Because until you decide and have the confidence for yourself, the confidence won't be developed because you're constantly discouraging yourself because you don't know and have the confidence to keep going. See, courage is having the belief that if I don't know it, I'm going to keep doing it until I learn it, until I get confident, until I get a little bit better. You see, you can only get better when you decide to get better for yourself. And the reason why that's so important is because to become the one, you have to face the challenge for yourself. Because as you're facing the challenge for yourself, you're realizing that you can do it more than you think. And when you do it more than you think, now you go through the process of the training. You go through the process of learning. You go through new environment, new training places to help you build more confidence. So as I'm starting to learn how to fight, it went from me hitting the mitts to me going to get somebody, to me getting beat up and hit and taking shots, to learn that I was building my confidence up as I was training. You see, in life, hold on, I gotta get some water. In life, facing challenges help us grow. In life, overcoming challenges help us develop. In life, realizing the challenge help us become the one. You see, becoming the one takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of patience. Because how do you know what you're doing? How can you prepare for something that you fully cannot see? See, becoming the one is knowing that you have courage to be the one. And see, when I start to learn more about the journey and the process that I was doing, everything that I go through, everything that I experience, everything that I grow through, I'm going through it because I'm developing more courage within myself. You see, becoming the one was a challenge because I didn't know I can be the one. So I decided to push myself in a way that shows that you're doing the right thing for yourself. Becoming the one is just saying, I believe in myself. I believe in the unknown. I believe even when I'm afraid, because it's scary to take that step and belief within yourself. See, to become the one, you have to be willing to face the curves. And as you're facing the curves, you have to know that you have to slow down so you don't roll over the hill, so you don't roll over the side, so you don't roll over and tilt your car over. Because if you hit the curve just a little bit more, just a little faster, you might roll and tilt your car over. You see, a challenge is just saying that even though this hill is going up in different ways, different curves, different turns, different avenues, you're able to approach it in the same manner because you're slowing down to observe it. You're slowing down to see it. You're slowing down to learn from it. You can only learn from the curves. You can only learn from the hill. You can only learn from the challenges when you step and decide for yourself. You see, life, it shows you that you can become the one. And when you become the one, you have to be willing to go through the challenges. You have to be willing to go through the curves. You have to be willing to go through the unknown. Because as you're going through the unknown, you're building your courage. You see, there's a movie called Gridiron. Gridiron. And it's a movie with The Rock. When Dwayne The Rock Johnson was playing a football coach. But he was playing a football coach in a community where there was a lot of trouble. There was like gang banging, and there was a lot of killing in the area. So he was a football coach at a juvenile center, and they were starting a football team. And so to start a football team, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he asked him, he was like, "Who want to play? Who want to play this game? Who want to play football?" And so a lot of kids start raising their hands. A lot of kids start raising and saying, "I want to play, I want to play, I want to play." But mind you, to keep in mind that this movie is about showing a new light, showing a new way, showing a new perspective. And so when he asks, the kids raising their hand, they're excited to play football. They're excited to get on the field. They're excited to get out of their cells. They're excited just to have fun. And so when they got together in one place, when they went from the building to outside to start training, it was a lot of challenges that they had to face. It was a lot of people that didn't like one another. It was a lot of people that held grudges. It was a lot of people that just wanted to cause problems with the team because they was used to causing problems for themselves. You see, when they got placed in a new environment, when they went from inside the cells to outside the field made them become a better player. The field made them become a better person. The field made them become a better man. You see, they accepted the challenge, and when they accepted the challenge, it was a little bit hard. Because they had to change their old ways. They had to change who they were to become who they can be. See, it was a running back. His name was Willie. He was fast. Like he can move. And in the movie Gridiron, Willie was the character that was changing. He was changing his ways, and as he's changing his ways, his past caught up with him. You see, in life, your past is going to catch up with you until you recognize that your future is waiting for your present. You see, when you face the challenge, you have to face the challenge without you even knowing that you can be better. You have to face the challenge knowing that you can become better. See, you have to face the challenge not knowing that you can become better. Because until you do it and face the challenge, when you raise your hand and say, "I want to do it, I want to play, I want to join," you have to know that it's going to be difficult, because when you put your hand down and you actually dare, the process begins. The development begins. And now you start to evolve in a way that you don't even expect. It's scary. And so is not chasing your dreams. And so is not becoming the one. And so is not realizing that you can be the one. You see, when you be the one, you're doing it for yourself. See, when you raise your hand and say, "Hey, coach, I want to play. Hey, coach, I want to do it. I want to volunteer. Hey, I want to raise my hand." See, when you raise your hand, this is just the beginning of your courage. This is just the beginning of your courage, because the people around you will not raise their hand. Will not raise a hand, because you are different. You are the one. You are becoming the one. See, I want to look up the definition of becoming the one right quick. So that way, we can really, like, have a good meaning of it. Hold on. Becoming the one definition. What does it mean of becoming the one? Okay. Hold on. There we go. Hold on. Yeah. There we go. Hold on. It says, nope. Let me see. Become the one. Hold on. Nope. Becoming the one definition. Let me see. Being the one. Being one. Being the one. Let me see. The one. A person regarded as one destined. Okay. The one is good. And this is the definition of it. A person regarded as one's destiny's life partner. And the reason why that's so important, the reason why I was looking for a good definition, I couldn't really find it. It was about to frustrate me. Because to be the one, you have to see destiny in yourself. You have to know that you're meant for greatness. And even though you're meant for greatness, there's going to be a lot of work that you have to do for yourself. In the movie Gridiron, there was a lot of work that the young men had to do to not only be good football players, but be great men and great players outside of the field. So they had to develop within themselves. They had to learn themselves, and they also had to learn the game. They had to learn the game of football, because as the players, the inmates was learning, the coaches, the guards was learning for themselves as well. Because it was two different perspectives. It was two different thought processes. It was two different ways of thinking. Because when one raised their hand, when one volunteers, when one decides for themselves, change happens automatically because you raise your hand. Because you saw something within yourself. You felt something. And as you're feeling something, you're acting on the feelings that you have. Because I want to do it. I want to raise my hand. And as you're raising your hand, you have to know that the challenges that you face will help you become the one that can handle the pressure. You see, the pressure is so overwhelming because how do you know that you're doing something good for yourself? How do you understand that what you decided to do will be beneficial for you, will pay off in the end? You see, that's the thing about life. That's the beauty about life, is that you don't know. You don't know when you raise your hand and say, I want to do it. I commit. I want to do it. You don't know the challenges that you will face. You see, when I raised my hand when I was in the Marine Corps boot camp, I raised my hand to clean the office, but I recognized that it wasn't something that I wanted to do. So I automatically said, hey, drill instructor, I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to do this no more. Can I do something else? Can I do something else? Because I feel like there's something different. Now, boot camp, I literally just thought about this when I said in boot camp, you don't say I, you say this recruit dot dot dot. this recruit requests permission to ask a question, and yeah, you say this recruit rather than I. I mean, this one time when I was in training, this one guy, he was like, I got a question, I got this. He was like, I got a question to Julius Struther. He was like, I this recruit. I digress. When you raise your hand and volunteer to face the challenge, the challenge that you will face will be overwhelming, yet will have so many different rewards and lessons to it, because you're becoming the one, and as you're becoming the one, you're building courage to step out on things that you do not fully understand. You're building courage to recognize that you have to be open to new information, new environment, new risk taking, because you are the one that's becoming the one that can handle the pressure to be the one. And see, when you handle the pressure to be the one, facing the challenge does not stop when you raise your hand. There's multiple challenges that comes from raising your hand, because it's just the beginning of you committing to become the one. See, if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And what is one biggest takeaway that you got from this video, and how are you going to start applying it today for yourself? Make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, and share this with a friend that's struggling with being the one because they think they're alone. With the friend that you just thought about, the friend that you just the friend that just came across your mind, send this video to them and say, hey, I feel like you are the one. So to learn how to become the one, you should watch this video. Send this to them, and I promise it will be good. So what is your biggest takeaway from this video, from the topic of becoming the one, and how are you going to start implementing it, applying it to your life today? So I appreciate y'all. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like. And I see y'all again. I appreciate it.